Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We had lots of time to answer your questions. 888-302-3684 is our number, and you can call us. You can be ushered right into the doctor's office, and you'll have a chance to pose your question to me, and hopefully we'll have a chance to answer it. 888-302-3684. And it's been quite a week, hasn't it? Yeah. In the news this week, an astonishing about-face, people completely caught off guard and by surprise, and many are incensed and disputing the results. And no, I'm not talking about the presidential election. You know, this is not a political show. This is Intelligent Medicine. The theme is health. And no, I'm not talking about the very, very surprising in some parts disputed results of the presidential election. I'm talking about something that relates to nutrition that, because of all the excitement about the presidential election, kind of got eclipsed in the news. But some of my astute listeners are concerned about it, and they asked me to talk about it on today's show. Because this week you saw headlines like these. Vitamin D deficiency widely overestimated, doctors warn. Or this one. Vitamin D deficiency is overrated. Your doctor may be fooling you. Or this one. Doctors claim that too much vitamin D could lead to health problems. And finally, too many people are worried about vitamin D deficiency. So what's it all about? Well, let's drill down and see what this story is about. It's based on an article in this week's New England Journal of Medicine entitled Vitamin D Deficiency. Is there really a pandemic? And it's written from the standpoint that the only proven benefit of vitamin D is to prevent rickets or a vitamin D deficiency disease, which is kind of taking us back, oh, about 30 or 40 years ago to when I was in medical school, in the era when the only benefit that we thought vitamin D might have is to prevent us from developing a condition of soft bones and bone malformation, a condition which is actually quite common in, excuse me, in the beginning of the 20th century, the condition of rickets. And actually, my grandfather suffered from rickets. He grew up at a time where there probably wasn't a lot of milk. Certainly, there wasn't fortified milk. He lived in an urban environment in Warsaw, Poland. Probably didn't see a lot of sunlight. And as a result, his growth was kind of stunted. It didn't make a difference in his longevity. He ultimately died at 101, but he was always kind of bow-legged, and he was about 5'1", but he actually suffered from that nutritional deficiency. So what this article is saying is that there's too much hubbub about vitamin D, and they say the reality is that the majority, about 97.5% of the population, has a requirement of 20 nanograms per milliliter or less. And that is very low. They say that many studies establish, quote, inadequacy using the RDA, although the RDA is actually at the upper end of the spectrum of human need. Clearly, this approach misclassifies as deficient most people whose nutrient requirements are being met, thus creating the appearance of a pandemic of deficiency. Okay. So let's take a look at the assertion by these eminent doctors, who, by the way, are responsible for setting guidelines as part of the Institute of Medicine Committee on Dietary Reference Intakes for Vitamin D and Calcium. All right, well, this is a little committee that tells us how much vitamin D we should be taking, and it is a committee that I have to say, consists of very conservative individuals, who were basically saying how much vitamin D should we be telling people to take to avert nutritional catastrophe. And they're not about optimizing vitamin D. They're not paying any attention to the numerous studies that suggest that vitamin D may be helpful to ward off a wide variety of conditions, not just rickets, not just osteoporosis. It's not just for bones, but it may be for heart, brain, for autoimmune conditions, for musculoskeletal conditions, for immune conditions, and so on. And, you know, if I had about 3 or 4 hours today, I could go through and enumerate all the studies that support the use of vitamin D. But we got to move along. We want to take some phone calls. We've got a bunch of subjects to talk about. But how can these guys be saying this about vitamin D the very self-same week that we have this report? Vitamin D may increase survival for breast cancer patients. The results were published in the journal JAMA Oncology, Journal of the American Medical Association. They looked at patients average age 50. I don't know what it is, but you know, every time that I run in the cold, which I did this morning, it's like 37 degrees when I ran outside. Dependably, I get a little catch in my throat after, not a sore throat, but like a little, you know, a little excess mucus from all the, I guess the cold. So I'm going to take a little sip of decaf here and wet my whistle, so to speak. Okay, here we go. Research, looked at, a group of women who were diagnosed with breast cancer, and they found that overall half of the patients were vitamin D deficient, and over a third had insufficient levels of vitamin D. And lower levels of vitamin D were found in women with advanced stage tumors. The lowest levels were found in premenopausal women with triple negative cancer, which is the worst type of cancer, and it's unusual to find it in young women, but suggests that vitamin D has a lot to do with breast cancer risk. And there you have it. That's a reason to consider taking vitamin D above and beyond the minimal amount that they suggest. They suggest 400 international units or 600 international units for people over, I guess, the age of 60 or 65, presumably because those are people higher at risk for osteoporosis. So those meager dosages have been shown to not very reliably increase vitamin D beyond the minimal level that the folks in the New England Journal of Medicine think you should have. They're saying, you know, it's overblown, it's no big deal. If your vitamin D is 20, that's good enough. Most people are okay with that. But there may be dire consequences for people who have insufficient vitamin D. Here's another one that just came out. Low levels of vitamin D in patients with bipolar disorder. Over the years, researchers have pointed to a potential link between vitamin D deficiency and neuropsychiatric illnesses, including major depressive disorder and schizophrenia. A new study in the Journal of Clinical Psychopharmacology suggests that individuals with low levels of vitamin D were at higher risk for bipolar disorder. It's estimated that 1 billion people have insufficient levels of vitamin D due to poor diet and lack of exposure to sunlight. All the people in the New England Journal of Medicine are saying, that's no big whoop. Don't worry about those billion people because they're probably, they probably have adequate levels of vitamin D. This study about bladder cancer risk, could vitamin D have another feather in its cap? According to a new study looking at bladder cancer, researchers wanted to know whether vitamin D had something to do with the risk for bladder cancer, and they said that 5 out of 7 studies that they looked at found that the risk of bladder cancer goes up when vitamin D levels are low. They found that the cells in the bladder can activate and respond to vitamin D, and that when not enough vitamin D is present, they may morph into cancer cells. So they say, as vitamin D is cheap and safe, its use in cancer prevention is exciting. It could potentially impact on the lives of many people. So, you know, another one, people who don't get enough vitamin D may be at increased risk for asthma, a new study suggests. They looked at more than 25,000 adults and more than 9,700 children who took part in a yearly U.S. National Health Survey, and they found that individuals with vitamin D insufficiency were 1 1/3 times more likely to have asthma compared to children with adequate levels of vitamin D. Adults were more likely to say they experienced wheezing when they had inadequate vitamin D. So, yeah, I could go on, and our time is limited, but please, just as you may have been fooled by the polls in the national newspapers leading up to the election, please don't be swayed by headlines like vitamin D deficiency widely overestimated, vitamin D deficiency is overrated, is your doctor fooling you? And certainly not doctors claim that too much vitamin D could lead to health problems, because that's not what the study in the New England Journal of Medicine says. In fact, a recent study suggests that taking up to 4,000 international units of vitamin D is completely safe, without exception, for the vast majority of people studied. And maybe toxicity can occur if you take 10,000 or more. I have some patients taking that with supervision. There are actually certain settings, autoimmune disease, ulcerative colitis, MS, where while measuring vitamin D, we want to use vitamin D as a therapeutic agent, getting it up to high levels to suppress the disease. 888-302-3684 is our number. And if you call us, we'll answer your questions on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at NordicNaturals.com.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'm excited to introduce a new product to Intelligent Medicine. And the theme is, how far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat 3 bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, probably not. But there are benefits to those types of nitrate-rich vegetables. In the past, we've talked about red beets. But some people have a taste aversion to red beets. They hear red beets and, nah, they're not having any. But healthy greens, especially in a form that's delicious and palatable, that's something else. So you can help to support healthy blood pressure and circulation with heart greens from Human N. It's the functional food that you drink. It's a powder. You dissolve it in water. And you're using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. I've taste tested this, and it's remarkably palatable and easy to take. Heart greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. That's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. You can get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Plus, you'll receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after. And you'll see the changes. They're obvious. They're really demonstrable changes that will occur with your nitric oxide indicator strips. So try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-775-4180. That's 800-775-4180. Or set up a website for you, intelligentgreens.com. That's intelligentgreens.com. All right, 888-302-3684 is our number. And here's an interesting article about prostate biopsies. Okay, so a lot of controversy about prostate cancer screening, PSAs, and so on. And what they're saying in this article, this is from the Journal of Clinical Oncology, is that the way we make decisions about who gets biopsies is irrational. Because, well, we tend to focus on men of a certain age, 60 to 69, all right, maybe they're at higher risk. Men who have a family history of prostate cancer, smarter men, because they're, I guess, more health aware, get more screening, and men who are married get more screening because their wives probably urge them to get the screening. It's like, take care of your man and make sure he gets his prostate screened. What they're saying here, this is incredible. If all men underwent prostate biopsy, let's say we had a policy where it's like routine. Every man got to get a prostate biopsy. At least 15% would be diagnosed with cancer. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. They go, well, you know, you're at risk. We're going to check you. We were right. You are at risk. You have family history, or you're African-American, or you're overweight. But none of these things really make that much difference in terms of risk. Plus, we may be overzealously diagnosing prostate cancer. Many women with low-grade prostate cancer do fine with what we call active holistic surveillance, diet modification, certain supplements, exercise. They'll live well into their 90s. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
It takes guts to survive this political season. To keep your guts and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed, but Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. So cast your vote this political season for the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you. And here's a special program announcement for our listeners in the tri-state area. Listening to us via WOR Radio 710 in New York, there is going to be a change. You know, we've been together on the radio here in the tri-state area for over 25 years. But starting on December 3rd, that's the first weekend next month, this show, Intelligent Medicine, comes to WVNJ. That's 1160 a.m. every Saturday at a different time. Note this time, it's from noon to 1 p.m. And of course, you know, we continue to provide you with the same cutting-edge health information and medical news that you've come to depend on. So follow me over to WVNJ starting December 3rd. That's 1160 a.m. from noon to 1. I know that we're on from 1 to 2 on WOR in New York. And if that poses a challenge for you, you can always listen live. You can go to drhoffman.com, and under the listen bar, there's a drop-down menu. And on the weekend program, you can find your way to a link that enables you to listen live. And you can hear both hours of our broadcast, because our program is a two-hour broadcast from noon to 2 p.m. each weekend. And, you know, failing that, say you can't make a radio appointment with us, be on the spot. Say you're busy somewhere else doing something different. You can always listen to the program as our Monday podcast, because we take our program from the weekend and we turn it into a podcast that you can listen to at your leisure anytime you like. You can subscribe to iTunes, you can go directly to drhoffman.com or use Stitcher or any of the various services to deliver podcasts, and we're there, and you can listen to the full content of this program. All right, that being said, here's an item that demonstrates that, you know, we're talking a lot about hypertension today and natural treatments for hypertension. Here's another. Researchers at the University of California at Irvine have found that regular electroacupuncture treatment can lower hypertension. How does it do so? It releases endorphins in the brain. Researchers note that patients treated with acupuncture at certain wrist locations experienced drops in their blood pressure. So you can sometimes amp up the effects of acupuncture. I know the traditional Chinese acupuncturists sometimes just prefer regular needling, but you can amp up the effects of acupuncture, say, for seasickness or for chemotherapy nausea or nausea pregnancy, by using electroacupuncture, which delivers a little bit of an electric current right where the acupuncture needle is inserted. And the present study shows that repeated electroacupuncture evokes a long-lasting action in lowering blood pressure and hypertension, not just during the treatment, but that it has a residual effect, and that the effect is cumulative. The more treatments you get, the more it works for mild to moderate blood pressure, thus reducing the need for additional medication or maybe eliminating the need for medication altogether in people with borderline blood pressure. And okay, that's a good segue to our discussion of yet another means of managing your blood pressure. You're getting a trifecta today, because earlier we talked about heart greens, which delivers nitrates, which have a vasodilating effect, just like red beets have. And if you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, also consider the Zona Plus. It's a device. It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. And it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. I've tried it. We've had many patients at the Hoffman Center try it, and they've found it beneficial. There are studies that prove its validity. 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. Believe me, folks, I don't recommend anything that is without some degree of scientific evidence. And we're going to make it possible for you to try it risk-free here on Intelligent Medicine. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is also offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. So to find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. Okay, this item has to do with the effects of dairy high-fat dairy versus low-fat dairy in terms of cardiovascular disease. And what has long been asserted is that almost every conventional recommendation that you get from, say, the American Heart Association or, you know, whatever organizations putting out guidelines, the U.S. government, the USDA, they say substitute low-fat dairy for high-fat dairy in your diet to lower cholesterol or to lower your risk of cardiovascular disease. And what they have found recently in a series of studies is that it doesn't matter when it comes to cardiovascular risk. And it's kind of counterintuitive. You think, well, high fat, high calories, fat clogs your arteries. But there are actually studies that suggest that dairy may have certain properties that reduce the risk of high blood pressure and that may reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. So whether it's high fat or low fat, according to the latest study, doesn't make a difference. This, according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, dairy fat, does it increase or reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease? They weigh in on that subject in this month's issue. And in addition, another food was looked at in terms of its relation to cardiovascular disease, and that is potatoes, the humble potato. Ain't getting no respect because a lot of people are going on low-carb diets. And you know, I got to say that population-wide studies sometimes miss an effect on an individual. So you might be unique in your reaction to potatoes. Potatoes may be something that puts on the pounds for you and is something to be avoided if you're at risk for hypertension, diabetes, and ultimately cardiovascular disease. But in this big study, they assessed a large group of Swedish men and women. And what they found was that there was no relationship between the consumption of boiled potatoes, even fried potatoes, even French fries, and any risk of cardiovascular disease outcome. And man, I got to tell you, I don't know if Sweden's anything like Belgium, which I just visited, but everything comes with French fries. You order mussels, French fries. You order steak, French fries. You, you order fish, comes with French fries. Des pommes frites. And how they serve them over there? They don't serve them with ketchup. Yeah, they know you're an American, so they'll offer you ketchup. But what they normally serve them with is fat-laden mayonnaise. So that's a real calorie bomb. But nonetheless, according to studies, potatoes little relation to cardiovascular disease. And I'm on a grain-free diet right now, paleo diet, but allows me plentiful potatoes. And I make use of that loophole because I need the carbohydrate calories at the level that, you know, I'm physically active and I work out. And since I'm normal weight, not insulin resistant, pre-diabetic, I make use of potatoes as part of a healthy paleo diet program. I know some paleo diets discourage nightshade foods, and yes, potatoes are a nightshade food, along with tomatoes and green peppers and paprika, chilies as well. But nonetheless, potatoes can be part of a heart-healthy diet, according to at least this article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is a number. We invite you to call us on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers. If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And new article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. There is a Journal of Nutrition, but this is the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Has to do with acai. Acai, spelled A-C-A-I. You know, there's this whole acai frenzy. You know, there's acai drinks and acai capsules. And is it really as beneficial as it's claimed? And apparently there are benefits to this polyphenol-rich beverage, which comes from, I guess, Brazil, you know, somewhere down in South America. Acai is popular, and it's taken America by storm. So the article is entitled, "Consumption of a Flavonoid-Rich Acai Meal is associated with acute improvements in vascular function and a reduction in total oxidative status in healthy, overweight men." They looked at a group of volunteers, 23 healthy male volunteers, aged 30 to 65, and they fed them frozen acai pulp they made a kind of shake, like an acai shake. Now, this doesn't speak necessarily to the efficacy of acai powder or acai pills, because maybe, just maybe, they're somewhat devitalized, but the freezing process itself sometimes takes the edge off nutritional benefits. And in this case, it did not, to a certain extent. What they found was they measured improvements in total peroxide oxidative status. That's a measure of free radical damage. And they also found improvements in markers of circulation. They say that acai consumption was associated with improvements in vascular function, which may lower the risk of a cardiovascular event. So the claims, in part, at least, may be true when it comes to acai. All right, this item. Do you have a pain in the neck? Well, after this election, some people think they might have a pain in the neck. But according to a new study in the Journal of Pain, the editor of the Journal of Pain is not the Marquis de Sade. It's a group of well-known pain specialists. According to the researchers, Tai Chi can be as effective as neck exercises in relieving persistent neck pain. Okay, what they did is they gave individuals with neck pain 12 weeks of Tai Chi, and they wanted to see whether Tai Chi was more or less effective than conventional neck exercise. And what they found was the 12 weeks of Tai Chi was more effective than no treatment and equally effective as neck exercises. Tai Chi originated in China, involves integrated dynamic musculoskeletal breathing and meditation training. And there's evidence that it helps people with back pain, rheumatological disease like rheumatoid arthritis, and even psychological disorders like anxiety. There recently was a nice study on Tai Chi for anxiety. So, and also Tai Chi has been used for post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. So, you know, for those of you who are contemplating an exercise program, maybe you're older and you're not going to do triathlons, run a marathon, lift heavy weights, Tai Chi is ideal for older adults. It helps with balance, it helps with mood, and it may help to relieve your aches and pains, according to a new study. And the election results are in, and in many states, they have legalized recreational marijuana. I think it's several new states have joined the role of states who now have legalized recreational marijuana. I think it's like 18 states. So more and more states are getting on board with recreational marijuana. And also the implication is that it may open the door for more exploration of the medicinal effects of marijuana, and in particular, CBD. Cannabidiol is something that I've been exploring with patients, looking at its potential effects to relax them, to help them with pain syndromes, and also to help them with sleep. And if you say, well, look, I don't want to get stoned, I'm not interested in getting high, think again, because CBD is a component of hemp or the marijuana plant that, the same plant, cannabis. It's a cannabis plant. But, the CBD may have anti-inflammatory effects. It may have pain-controlling effects. And it may help relieve symptoms of insomnia. Some of my patients report excellent results with CBD for insomnia that hasn't responded to other natural treatments or even medications. And so CBD, I think, the one good thing about this, and I'm not a big fan of legalizing marijuana because I'm thinking maybe it gives the wrong message to our kids that, yeah, it's okay to smoke pot at a young age. And I think that pot has a potentially brain-addling effect if started too early in life. And certainly it has a counterproductive effect on mental performance and on, you know, the kind of focus and discipline that's required for academic success. However, some people do okay with it, but unfortunately, a significant minority of especially young people become slow down, brain addled. There are even cases in which latent schizophrenia may be triggered by pot use. There is pot dependency is the real deal. I mean, a lot of people who do fine, you know, smoke a joint occasionally and don't get hooked on it. But pot dependency is a real phenomenon. The concern, too, is that, yeah, we have tests now for drunk driving, but what about intoxicated driving while on marijuana? There are more and more cases of that in states where marijuana has been legalized, and that is a real concern. But I am for exploration of medical marijuana, in particular the use of CBD, which I think has got real potential for alleviating a lot of suffering. So there you have it on the marijuana front. It's happening. You can't stem the tide. There really is a sea change in our attitude towards what was once thought to be an illicit drug. And I think the federal guidelines on marijuana are going to have to, you know, they're so at variance with what the states are saying that they may not no longer be able to categorize marijuana as a Schedule I addictive forbidden drug with major criminal penalties. And finally, just some observations on this election. You know, a lot of people taken by surprise, a big shock for many, many people dismayed, other people elated. And I got to see one thing about this election is that it has pushed back against the pundits or the elite or the people who attempt to set, you know, our attitudes about the way things should be done in America. And it's a repudiation of big government. It's a repudiation of big science to some extent. It's a repudiation of big regulators, and it's a repudiation of authorities. And it's a repudiation of the current state of our medical system, because a lot of people said Obamacare, you know, I don't care for it. I'm not, you know, I want to shake up the system. And it ushers in a new era where maybe, just maybe, we as individuals who dissent perhaps a little bit from the scientific paradigm, no matter what our political perspective is, because people both on the left and on the right are people who are populists about green medicine and natural therapy. Maybe, just maybe, there can be a little bit of opening up about a new medical paradigm that involves more in the way of natural therapies, more in the way of personal care, self-reliance, and that, you know, amidst the ashes of this terrible, contentious political campaign, maybe to the good. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.